Welcome to One on One. The Czech Republic is one of half a dozen or so EU countries that has given citizens of the Union's two newest members, Romania and Bulgaria, unfettered access to its labour markets. So far, there's been a trickle rather than a flood of Romanians and Bulgarians arriving in this country. That's partly because for skilled professionals, the standard of living is not really that much higher here than at home. But some have come nonetheless, including Silviu Dascal, a 26-year-old IT consultant from the Romanian city of Arad. He's now working at a large American IT firm just behind the National Museum. Over coffee in the museum's bustling cafe, Silviu told me about his childhood in Ceaușescu's Romania.
I was born in 1918 in Arad, that's a city in Romania, very close to the Hungarian border. For us, childhood was, let's say, like a fairy tale. And I would not say, as far as I remember, that you could feel something like a totalitarian regime, like the ones I'm seeing in the documentaries, maybe on Discovery and all the other channels on TV. Okay, we felt a little bit more that it was not quite free, but I wouldn't say it was so totalitarian as people say, and that everybody did not do anything for fear. There was, of course, an amount of fear and so on, but it was sometimes overreacted, in my opinion.
You were nine when things changed in 1989. You were 9 years old. Those television pictures of Ceaușescu were shown around the world of him and his wife being executed. Do you still remember those images?
Yes. I actually remember them very clearly. In the period of the revolution, I was with my parents in the city in Arad. And I remember one time Ceaușescu appeared on the television, his first appearance, saying that a lot of, rioters and crooks, I think he said, came on the street, but this problem will be solved very quickly. And a few days after, I remember people on the streets. I was looking from the balcony at them. I remember my parents were very scared. And everybody was moving from the cities to the villages. So they were afraid that the Securitate would have its retaliation, which didn't occur, and Ceaușescu was overturned. I remember going with my parents, with our car, going to Hungary, seeing the first food shops, for example, and it was quite interesting. We received like an infusion of Western society through Hungary. I remember as a child, it was my first contact with video games, so it was quite interesting.
Maybe those video games led to what you do now, because you are an IT consultant. I have to say, Silvia, your CV is extraordinary. You speak several languages fluently, you're learning several more. You've done various diplomas and so on, and you have all sorts of qualifications. You are an extremely highly qualified, skilled worker, and you've chosen to leave your country to come here to the Czech Republic. Can you explain why that is?
Yes, actually I do speak a few languages and I know some things. Why someone with my qualification would leave Romania? I wanted to get out of Romania because, first, I have a lot of studies, like you mentioned, but they are done or are done in Romania. My goal is to follow an executive MBA program, and I will not be accepted only with these references.
So you have to get experience from another European country.
Yes, definitely you have to have experience abroad. You must prove yourself that you are not good in Romania only, but you are good everywhere. There is this mentality, and I can support it, that, for example, education in Romania is not always done correctly. You pass, let's say, not by your own merits. Okay, this is personal opinion, of course. And I wanted to throw this shadow away, let's say. I wanted to, actually, what I wanted is to have more light on my diplomas, because they will not shine enough if they are not backed up by an external one.
I'm fascinated by this phenomenon of leapfrogging, where skilled professional workers like yourself from poorer, newer EU countries on the outside, like Romania and Bulgaria, which joined on January the 1st, are thinking that they would ultimately like to work in Britain or Germany or other rich EU members, but they're not going to go there straight away. They're going to spend some time in countries which are somewhere in between, and I think we can say that that's the case with the Czech Republic. Is that a phenomenon that you are aware of, consciously, of being part of, this leapfrogging? Is this something that you thought, I'll start here, but ultimately I want to be somewhere else, somewhere better?
Definitely. I'm a leapfrogger myself, I would say. And the reason for doing that, I think, are two main reasons. One of them is, for example, money. My goal is to ultimately go to Dubai or to Switzerland. because these are the new, let's say, meccas of the IT industry. But I don't have the money right now to support myself, because I don't want to go there and be a dishwasher. I can be a dishwasher anywhere. I want to be respected for my profession, and I want to do one thing which I like. I don't want to do something which I would not like. I don't know, write CDs every day. I consider myself being a skilled professional. I want to be respected as one. Second reason is, like I told you with my studies, if you have a lot of qualifications in Romania, they would say, oh, you know, we know what Romania's expectations are, and, you know, what do you think about IT? You don't know anything. So these are, I think, the two main reasons why people are leapfrogging. And Czech Republic is always chosen because I think the life here is, I would say, sometimes it's cheaper than in Romania. You would be astonished, but my city in Arad is the third most expensive city in Romania because of the Western influences and so on. For example, there are in 200,000 people, there are more than 20,000 Italians living in Arad. So the prices there are quite high. Sometimes I find here the prices are lower than in Arad. And this is a main reason some people are choosing the Czech Republic. And another thing, if you look, from Arad, I got two directions to go, Bucharest or Prague. Okay, Prague is something like 900 kilometers from Arad, and Bucharest is only 600. But by car, I'm faster to Prague than to Bucharest.
I remember speaking several years ago, 3 years ago I think it was, to a Romanian friend about when Romania would join the European Union. And he was extremely pessimistic and said, it's not going to happen in 2007, I can tell you. It's going to happen more like 2010, 2020. We're so far behind. And yet your country is now a member of the EU. Are you surprised?
I'm not surprised. One of the things I left in Romania behind is politics. I had quite a, let's say, developing career in politics, and I knew all the facts were showing that Romania will join the European Union. What I'm surprised about is the fact that a lot of people are very happy with the European Union, but they don't know what it is. It will be very interesting to see in the next period how the things are developing.
You seem fairly happy and settled here in the Czech Republic, although you've only been here since May 2006. Do you miss your country?
Yes, I would say I miss it, but I find here in Prague there is a big and growing community of Romanians. I find myself here at home. I speak Romanian, let's say, 50% of the time, and the other 50% is English, which, okay, let's not say 50%, 45% English, 5% Czech, because I'm learning. I miss my country, especially because my country has a lot of, let's say, specialties like culinaries and so on. This you cannot find in Czech Republic, but this is normal. This is a globalized world, and this is one normal factor which you must take. As for being Romanian, maybe I'm here, I'm more Romanian than in Romania itself.
Silvio, thank you very much.
No problem, thank you.